The 1995 Sundance Symposium presents session number 165, Sister Fonda Alamode, the Ultimate Relief Society President, by Larry Johnson.
And welcome back to this hour's coverage of the Sundance Symposium, coming to you live from the Salt Lake Hilton in downtown Salt Lake City. This hour's speaker, actually a comedian, is Larry Johnson, who will be donning her guise as Sister Fonda Alamode, the Ultimate Relief Society President. And without any further ado, we'll take you to the chair of this session, Margaret Reiser.
Sisters, sisters, can we be quiet? It's time to begin. It's not chatter time. Quiet. Would like to welcome you to this meeting. Sisters, you just look so wonderful, and I've noticed a few brethren have snuck in. We're in for a lucky, lucky special treat today because we have our own dear Relief Society president, Sister Fonda Alamode. Sisters, I would just like unto welcome you unto Relief Society today. And I just feel that those who attend church truly do avoid the appearance of evil. And we just welcome you and all of the sweet spirits with which you are possessed. And we do appreciate so much that you have girdled up your loins unto come unto Relief Society today. Now, if there are any visitors in which we should introduce at this time, we would be most glad unto do so. If there are any visitors at all, I was asked to announce that Sister DeFrock is still here with us, and we're excited. And she is here helping her son, Brent, while his wife is getting her chemotherapy and defending her dissertation. And I'm sure that Brent just appreciates all that you do. Also, Sister Denai is excused today. And if I did miss any visitors, please do not be offended, because I did not intend unto do so. Anyway, Sister Denai has asked to be excused today because she does have a new calling working with the church, and she is working with the Stronger Than Members Committee. And so Sister Denai is out visiting just lots and lots of wards and branches and other special little meetings. And so she is excused. And just in case there are any unknown mysterious visitors, or just anyone at all that we don't know, just anyone visiting at all, we would like to reassure you that here at the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward, we are a faithful, faithful community. And I think that you will not find a better ward anywhere, because here there are no Feminites. And although I myself am perusing an associate's degree in secretarial science from the BYU in Salt Lake, I don't think anyone would call me an intellectualist. And as for any other particular threats unto the church, well, I would just like to say that here in the Pratt Park South 4th Ward, we are very, very proud of our very effeminate women and our very emasculate men. And of course, naturally, we realize that we're all married, so. Oh, of course, except for Sister Butcher. And her roommate. And we would like to send our greetings unto Sister Dykstra. And just let her know that we would just love to see her come out. Okay? Okay. And I do have of another announcement in which, and to make at this time, we are most excited to learn that Stephen Minlove has received a mission call at last, and so he will not be attending Beauty College for 2 years. And we're very excited. He's been called to serve in the Isle of Man. And Sister Manlove, I just think it's going to be a great experience, and I think just being away from women for a couple of years will help him really value their qualities and appreciate them more and more. So, anyway, here in the Pratt Park South 4th Ward, I think that the most important thing is that we do value diversity. And I am sure that if we ever have the opportunity and to work with people from different cultures, that we would be happy to work side by side with them, that we may come and to love and appreciate them and their backward, childish ways. And I do think that the most important thing in which we do have here in this ward is our attitude. Because, sisters, I have found that the church is like unto a garden, and we can be weeds spreading seeds of dissent and destruction, or we can be flowers ever blooming. And when the church look, when people of the world look upon the church, they do not want unto see our weeds, they want to see our bloomers. And we should just remember that. And remember that here at the Pratt Park South 4th Ward, this is a place of honest exhibitionism. It is a place of open inquisition, where our minds can grow and our spirits can be tenderly neutered. Now, our lesson today will be given by Sister Cremora Cafe, and she is not quite here yet, I don't think, so I'm sure that she will be here in just a moment. And she's giving Special Lesson Living number 23, Motherhood, the Greatest Calling Given Unto Mankind. And at this time, I would just like to call of your attention unto all the great and glorious work in which Sister Cafe has done. And please notice the lovely plants and the flowers and tablecloths in which she has brung. And notice the lovely hue in which she has painted the room to match her lesson. And I'm sure that she will show up. I think she was here quite late, but she will be here very soon. We will go ahead and just have our Relief Society thought for the day. And, of course, it comes from Especially for Mormons. Volume 19. And the thought is, teach your daughters chastity, because premarital intimacy before the bondage of holy matrimony is foul, filthy, and disgusting, and it should be saved for the one you love the most. I just think that just really makes you think that. And now we'll go ahead and recite our special womanly values, because, of course, it's not just the young women that have the special values in which they do live, but the old women have our values as well. And if you do know the special womanly values, you can recite them with me. And they are number 1, eternal fragrance. Number 2, diligent exfoliation. And number 3, the shunning of moisture in all of its forms. And we just do encourage you, sisters, do remember these values and do always be feminine in all that you do. Sister Cafe is just not quite here yet, and so I will go ahead and just make a few announcements, and I hope that you will not be offended if I take this time now. I have been asked to thank all of those sisters who attended and helped to can of the zucchini pineapple, and I am sure that it was a great welfare project and that that food will be delicious and safe for human conception. So we are very grateful. Also, I've been asked to let you know that Sister DK is still in the hospital. But the doctors are just taking such good care of her, and she does not need visitors right now because she is being kept heavily seduced. So. Now, we do have the visiting teaching message in which I've been called to ask, and if you are not a visiting teacher, just don't listen to this part, but just be reverent, please. And, of course, those of you who have looked ahead know that the visiting teaching message is on depression. And it's just kind of a sad and difficult message in which we have been asked then to deliver. And I think it is important to realize that depression can visit even the most faithful and diligent sisters, even those who work night and day, day in and day out, and to perfect themselves. And so just to kind of lift the spirit of this message, we have a little bag of candy at the back table. Now, this is just for the visiting teachers. If you are not a visiting teacher, please do not take up the candy. And we have just asked if you sisters would go ahead and take up the candy for your sisters and just make a little card for each one and affix the candy and just write a little message saying, "Be a Tootsie, roll with the punches." We just do believe that this will help and to soften the very terrible message in which we have been called and to deliver. I do have some announcements to make regarding our homemaking meeting, and we're very excited of all the things that are coming up in homemaking. Let's see, Sister Bambi Delight will be doing a cooking demonstration entitled Six Sumptuous Surprises from Food Storage Staples. And this is a follow-up to last month's palate pleasers with powdered eggs. So those of you who attended will want that. Now, of course, Mother's Day is just around the corners. And our mothers are so precious unto us over the years, and yet we hardly recognize them. And so, as it has been a tradition in the Pratt Park South 4th Ward, the priesthood will once again be giving our mothers their just desertion. And they will be presenting each of the mothers with a precious heirloom, a precious handmaiden gift. And once again, as is tradition, they have asked the Relief Society to help with the making of these gifts. And so we have just called a special homemaking meeting. We'll just come a little early and work just a little extra harder. And if we all come at 6:30 on Tuesday and really pitch in, we can help them to make of these priceless gifts and serve the priesthood. And do be sure, sisters, to bring 40 cents for materials. Okay? Also coming up in homemaking meeting, we'll have a discussion group, a continuation of our book group, and it's called I'll Stop Being Codependent If It Will Make You Happy. And those of you who feel unto participate, you will be all most welcome. Okay. Also, many of you have asked about the lovely scripture covers in which Sister DeBrie has been carrying about. And so she has consented to help us with that activity. And if you would like and feel and to make of these scripture covers, you just need to bring a 12-inch square of felt in your choice of hue and 25 yards of eyelet lace. Okay? Now, we also have something very exciting for our less active sisters. I mean physically active, otherwise why would we? Never mind. Anyway, it's going to be a kind of a new exercise program, and I think you'll really enjoy it. And it's somewhat based on the step aerobics, except, of course, we call ours pedestal aerobics. And if you would like to participate, you just need to bring 2 quart jars of canned fruit for weights and an 8 to 10-inch pedestal. Okay? And you can just get that from your husband. I think it will be exciting. Step down, step down. Mm. And hopefully this will help us all to tone up our dreaded Relief Society arms. I mean the arms. The arms are the dreaded part, not the Relief Society, of course. Just the arms. And speaking of our tabernacles of flesh, we do ask of you unto continue and to submerge your recipes for the Parley P. Pratt Park South 4th Ward recipe book. And it's our potatoes and pastry book. And I have been very excited and to receive recipes, and I have been trying some of these wonderful recipes with my family, and there are many which I will be passing on to my posterior. So, so do go ahead and continue sending in those recipes. Okay, let's see. Also in homemaking, many of you have asked for more skills in parenting, and so Sister Dixie Decree will be coming, and she is a little league coach and mother of 12, and she has a very special new parenting program entitled Hang Your Head and Learn, and it's the new shame-based parenting program. In which has been developed by church and military leaders. And I understand it is so successful that they are now working on a pet obedience program. And that's called Bad Dog. So we may have her come back and do that for us. Do be sure, sisters, if you do wish and to participate in any of these homemaking activities, that you do sign the sheet as we pass the roll around, because we have had a little bit of a problem with beloved yet unwelcome sisters crashing these homemaking activities. And we sometimes experience running shorts of material, so just be careful about that. Our sister Cafe is not quite here yet, so I will just continue and see if I can find of any more announcements in which to give. I had hoped that I would not need to give this announcement this week, and I hope you will not be offended, but I have been asked to go ahead and give of this announcement, and so I will just do that. I need to let you know that on Wednesday night there will be a very special lesson just for mothers and our 11 to 13-year-old daughters, and it's just a very special feminine lesson about a very special time in these girls' lives and just the special feminine womanly things in which are happening unto their changing bodies, and there is really no need to go into this lesson. Just if the fathers or husbands do ask, just tell them it's just a lesson just for the girls. It's just very feminine and just very special. And it's just for mothers and daughters, period. No! No, don't don't say anything at all. Anyway, this is a very important lesson, and it is a lesson in which these young girls will learn to feel excruciatingly comfortable about their bodies. And they will learn that these changes are completely normal, that they are natural and wonderful. And each of our lovely girls will be given a very special little kit, and so no one will ever, ever need to know about these special, wonderful things in which are happening. There, that's over with. I hope talking about this does not offend any of you. Now, it is once again time for our weekly warning from the brethren. And so, we'll just go ahead with that. And this week, we do have some special orders for our funerals. And some people get a little carried away with their funeral wishes. And the last thing we want to do as someone leaves this temporal existence is to do anything inappropriate as their last wish. And so it is important for us to remember that funerals are a very sad and horrible time. And so, sisters, as we do prepare the luncheons for the families, we should be careful that the food is delicious yet somber. And not too inviting. And there is just a special balance in which we just need to have. And I, for one, am just So grateful, and to have Elder Packer thinking of all these little day-to-day details in which no one else would even bother with. And that guidance is sorely needed. And now, speaking of the brethren, I do have an update on a question which was asked. You may remember that some sisters had asked if we could have Sister DeColette, who is a nurse, come and help us learn how to examine, just for health purposes only, our chests. And, of course, there was some concern that this might not be appropriate. And so we did ask the brethren several times, and we have finally got an answer back. And they said that this would be fine to do in homemaking meeting if it is not on Sunday and if it is not pleasant. So please do not be offended, but we will go ahead and do that. So now it is time for our weekly question and answer, and we just like to do this when we have time, and we do because Sister Cafe is not here yet. And the question, we call ours, it's somewhat like the ensign, I have a question, but except we call ours, why do you ask? So, anyway, the question in which was submerged by a sister this week is as follows. If I accidentally wear my garments inside out, will I suck harm unto myself? And the answer is, as always, ask your husband and follow his counsel. Now, I do wish and to share something else with you, since Sister Cafe is not quite here yet. And we have been asked by some of our younger and more megaphysical sisters and to provide something more liberalistic and to meet their needs so that they do not feel and to leave of the church. And someone was telling me of kind of an exciting concept, and I have not really experienced this. It's called a guiding imagery, and it is to help you find your inside child. And for those of you who are expecting, I think this should be really fun. And so, although I have not actually precipitated in this myself, it sounds very familiar with something in which I have done. And so I would like to ask you to just go ahead and follow along with me, if you will. Now, we need to be very much at peace for this, and you may want to just rest your hands on your lap, and you may even want to just kind of close your eyes and just breathe in through your mouth and out through your throat. Just relax and follow along with me, okay? Going on an imagery, going on an imagery, gonna find my inner child, gonna find my inner child. Okay, we're going on an imagery, we're gonna find our inner child. And first we have to go across the big field, so here we go across the field. Come on, go across the field, everybody. And now we have to go through some grass, some beautiful, safe grass. So swish, swish, swish through the grass we go. Okay, now we need to find a special animal to guide us to our inner child, a beautiful, special animal. So let's climb that tall tree over there so we can find our animal. Climb the tree, climb, 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 climb. And look around. Do you see your animal? Do you see it? Have you found your animal? Oh, but except it can't be a farm animal, okay? Okay, you find your animal. Then we climb down and we go along the path following the animal. And look, do you see someone down that beautiful, safe path? It's a child. It's a beautiful, safe child. And you know who that is? That's you. That's your inside child. And that's you when you were little. And you're very sad, aren't you? Yes, you are. Because your parents were mean to you as a child, and they hurt your self-esteem very badly. And you need to love that little child inside of you. So just hug that little child and just hug, 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 hug. Doesn't that feel better? Okay, now there are two other kids there as well. And they're two little children. And you have a toy that they want to play with. And do you know who those children are? They're your mom and dad as an inner child. And that little red wagon is the toy that you have. And it's the wagon of forgiveness. Now can you just give them a ride in the wagon of forgiveness? Just give them a ride in the wagon of forgiveness. Okay, and now just take a deep cleansing breath. Now, doesn't that feel better? I really like this. I think we should do it a lot. Okay. Now, as Sister Cafe is not quite here yet, I'm actually kind of glad because I heard a really wonderful story, a special parable about marriage, and I wanted to share that with you this week, and it looks like we will have a little time. So, this is a story about a little boy. And once there was a little boy, and he was given a very special little key. And he was a very little boy, and it was a very tiny key. And he was told, as he grew up, that he would find a special girl with a special lock in which would fit his key. And as he grew, he tried and tried and tried to use his key, but it did not work, and it rusted. But at last, through a long process, he cleansed his key, and at last he found that special girl with the lock that just fit his key. And together they were married, and they received a special earthly treasure. And they went on and to have children, and each child got their own little lock. And as they grew up, they had the opportunity to try and find someone with a lock or a key that fit their lock or their key. And most of the children found someone, and so they were able to get an earthly treasure. But some of the children didn't find anyone until after they were dead. And then they found someone, and they got married, and they got a heavenly treasure. And when the mother and father died, they had had the earthly treasure, and they got the heavenly treasure. And the others who found the person who fit their lock or key got the earthly treasure and the heavenly treasure. But those who did not get the earthly treasure were still happy when their heavenly treasure, because they were able to use their locks and keys at last. I just think that's a beautiful story. And now I have kind of a special personal moment in which I would like to take, and I would like to welcome someone very, very special unto Relief Society today. My daughter, Crystal Alamode, will be turning 19, and I have asked her if she would just come in and just bury her testimony unto us. So I would just like you to welcome Crystal. Well, my mom made me come and talk to you in Relief Society because I am turning 19, and then I will get to come to Relief Society. But frankly, I have to say, it is not much of a relief, okay? Like, I just can't imagine being in a Sunday school class with my mother and her friends. Me and Cherie call it midlife MIA. Well, I'm sorry, but we do. Okay, the truth shall make you free, so just deal with it. Well, I don't really relate to Relief Society, but I don't even relate to church very much. But I did like seminary my junior year because Brother Kramer was really bitching, and he didn't care if you were late, so. But I kind of had a problem because, like, there are no women seminary teachers, have you noticed? Because they have, like, some rule that you have to be, like, an old maid or childless or a lesbian or something. I don't know. Well, it's true, Mother. Just take a Valium, okay? Anyway, I just think it really bites, but anyway, I'm finished with that, and now I get to go to Mutual for the matronly, so. I know I'm supposed to say something nice. It just seems like when you get to Relief Society, they ought to give you something special. I mean, nothing has changed. You can bake all the bread in the world, but you still can't pass it to anyone. So what's the point? Anyway, my mom asked me to bear my testimony. I don't know. I just kind of feel like church is mostly dumb. But I know it's true. Can I sit down now? Thank you. Thank you, Crystal. I appreciate you. And all I want you have in my life. And it was worth it. Now, a sister cafe has not yet quite arrived. We just have a few minutes of time left for the bearing of testimonies. And if you wish unto bury your testimony, you can come up to the pendulum, or you can just stand in your seat, either way. But I hope that you will not be offended if I go first, because the Spirit just has such a grip on me. And so there is something in which I would like to share. And whenever I am down and I feel as though I am sitting on a great weight, it just helps me to think of sacred hymns and sacred music. And I think we sing of these hymns week after week, and yet we don't always listen to the larynx. And so there is a song that I heard the other day, and the words just struck me, leaving a deep impression in my head. And I would just like to take of this moment right now and just share this song with you, and I hope you don't mind. I'm not really much of a singer, but the words are so precious, and I just ask you to listen very carefully. No, I cannot sing, but I do appreciate your generous spirits. And anyway, when life hands you lemons, just make lemon jello. That's what I say. This time that we have left is just much too precious and to waste. And so I would like to go ahead and tell you a little story about something that happened to me in the grocery store. And I was doing my shopping the other day, and a thought came into my mind, which was most unusual. Because the thought was, Fonda, buy of some bananas. And I thought, I do not have bananas on my list, and so I ignored it. And I went through pushing my cart, and again, I heard these words come unto my mind, Fonda, buy of a bunch of bananas. And I just dismissed it, and I know that we should not dismiss these feelings. And I was at the checkout, and there was only one person ahead of me in line. And yet, the words struck my head again. Sister Fonda Alamode, go forth unto the produce department and buy of some bananas. And so I just decided it was too much. And so, heavily laden with cart, I made my way back through the aisles and unto the produce department where I chose the very finest of bananas in which I could find, not even knowing the purpose. And I purchased those bananas. And when I got home, there was a message on my answering machine. And apparently, there was going to be a Relief Society anniversary dinner that night in another ward, and they did not have anyone to make up a fruit salad. And the message was asking me to bring the fruit salad. And if I had not listened to that prompting, you can just imagine. And I just think that we should remember that our prayers are always answered even when they are not received. Now, sisters, I would be ungrateful if I did not stand on my knees today and bury my testimony. There are just a pavilion things for which I am grateful. As I was lying in bed next to the priesthood last night, thinking of all my many blessings, I was thinking of how much I love my husband, and I know he is true. And I can tell you that I have a sure witness and testimony that Joseph Smith was the first president of the church. I know that. I am grateful for so many things. I am grateful for our beloved Senator Orrin Hatch. And all of the great work in which he does to protect and preserve the over-regularity of the nutritional supplements industry. And I know that there are millions and millions of Amway and Nu Skin distributors all throughout the church who are grateful as well. Now, I have a very special friend who is not a member of the church, and yet she is a really wonderful person all the same. And she is always saying, "Fonda, wake up and smell the coffee." And I did not want to break of the word of wisdom. But lately, I just feel as though my mind has been opened up and all kinds of new ideas are falling in. And although I have not had an opportunity and to get to know each and every one of you, I want you to know that I feel that I am not worthy, even the least of you, my sisters. And it has been a great and glorious service in which I have given in this ward, and I am grateful for that. And though I do not know each of you, as I look around at Mormon women everywhere, I realize that we are somewhat different on the exterior, but we are all the same on the inferior. Now, at this time, I do feel and to tell you that in sacrament meeting today, I will be released from being your Relief Society president. And I just want you to know that this has been a great experience and that the Relief Society is so important to me. I believe that the Relief Society is the underpinning of the church. And we are all kind of connected by an underwire that runs through us and crosses our hearts. And when my spirits are sagging, all of you uplift and separate me from my doubts. And when I fall flat, you do offer of your support. And you implant in me a firm resolve unto go forward and add augmentation unto the lives of others. Now, sisters, there are many who look at us in the church and who hoot and holler and who knock us for what we believe. But sisters like you help me to handle all of the hooters and knockers in the world. And I am not padding the truth when I say, my cup is truly full. Now, I am sorry that I have taken the whole time today, and I hope that that does not offend any of you. And we will just make sure that the roll is passed around. And if you will just check of the roll to prove that you were here in the afterlife. And those of you who are going to be doing the homemaking activities, please just do check that column so that we will be prepared for that. And before I leave as Relief Society President, if there is anyone here with which I must make amendments, please just mark the I was offended column. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Paula Mode. We appreciate it. And to just let you know that you can purchase the tape of this session in about an hour out there at the desk. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lori Johnson's rendition of Sister Fonda Alamode, the ultimate Relief Society president. Please rejoin us here at the Hilton for the 4:45 session entitled Killing Cats, a Discussion of Altman's Tongue and When Mormon Literature Becomes Mormon. The abstract of this piece states that although it was in part reading portions of his book, Altman's Tongue, to members of the BYU English department that landed Brian Evanson a faculty position at the university, the book also set the scene for his difficulties with the church's school. After an anonymous letter agonizing over the collection's violent fabric made its way slowly from church headquarters to Evanson's desk, the newly hired professor was virtually guaranteed non-renewal of his contract if he published similar work in the future. This panel will discuss Altman's Tongue and the implications of its deliberate darkness and violence as a commentary on the state of Mormonism and Mormon literature in the late 20th. The next session will consist of a panel including the author, Brian Evanson, and the moderator will be Marnie Aspen Campbell, who's a writer and English teacher. She authored Pentecost Gethsemane Priesthood in Sunstone of August 95. Also on the panel will be Bruce Jorgensen, past president of the Association for Mormon Letters and author of To Tell and Hear Stories, Let the Stranger Say, which was published in Sunstone in July of 93. Also on the panel will be Susan Elizabeth Howe, past president of the Association for Mormon Letters and author of Burdens of Earth, which was also published in Sunstone in November of 87. Scott Abbott, the author of Will We Find Zion or Make It, will also be on the panel. Again, please rejoin us on KCPW or here at the Hilton at 4:45 for the next session. And we will now turn the time back over to the KCPW studios.